For the next few minutes, we're going to pray together. So find a quiet place. Turn your phone on silent. Take a seat and just get comfortable. Close your eyes. God is with you right now. He's not distant, and he's not distracted. He sees you right where you are, and he hears you. Take one deep breath in, and now let it out. When we pray the will of God, we're entering into a conversation that God has already started in the pages of Scripture. So let's listen to God's word from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Paul writes, "Rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Let me read that again slowly. Rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. This is God's will for you, to be grateful to God in all circumstances. So let's pray. I invite you to think of one thing that you're the most grateful for right now, big or small. Now spend these next few moments just thanking God for whatever that is. Now think about something that's difficult or challenging in your life right now. Spend some time thanking God, not for the challenge or the struggle, but for the fact that He's in it with you. Father, we trust you and we thank you, because gratitude that's expressed back to you is your will for us. In the beautiful and the glorious name of Jesus, amen. God hears you today. Go in peace.